Welcome to The Truth Seeker's Guide, an uplifting podcast that explores the pursuit of truth through various disciplines such as history, spirituality, religion, philosophy, inner work, and science.
What's going on, guys? I'm your guide, Felipe Sisawa. I'll try to designate specific time for important things like quiet time with God. And on my way to do that, I'll see a plant that needs watering and I'll start to water the plant. Or I'll see some dishes that need cleaning, and so I'll clean those. Or I'll have to feed the dogs. Or I get a text for work that I need to do something. My guys need some help with something. Whatever the case may be, there's tons of distractions all the time. Even though the enemy can't trick me as easily to just sin, but he can distract me with good things that will derail me from the plan and the path that God has me on. And of course, that is an issue, because if he can't get you to sin, but he can get you distracted, he accomplishes the same result, separation from God, distracted and not focused on what's important, on what really matters. And now, when I see the plant that needs water, but I know my time is designated for this and this is important, that plant's going to have to wait. And if I forget today, I'll do it tomorrow. But I have to prioritize and make sure that I don't allow these distractions to take away what's really important in my day and on this path. So that's what we're going to speak about. Deadly distractions. And the dangers of distractions. How important it is to be aware of these distractions. Because in today's modern world, distractions are everywhere, from notifications on our phones to the never-ending stream of information on the internet. It can be hard to stay focused on what truly matters. So I wanted to speak about these distractions and how we can overcome these distractions. Now, they come in many forms, but at the core of a distraction, it's anything that pulls us away from our goals, from God, from values, priorities. It can be external, like noises of the world around us, or it can be internal, from our wandering thoughts and our worries and fears. Now, regardless of where it comes from, distractions have the power to derail us from our path and prevent us from living in alignment with God and with true purpose. One of the greatest dangers of distractions is that they actually rob us of our precious time on earth and our energy. It robs us of our presence. Now, we find ourselves sometimes scrolling on social media, on our phones, playing games, whatever the case may be, and just to realize that we have neglected all these important relationships and tasks that we were supposed to do. So it's a constant flow of distractions that will lead us to feelings of overwhelm, being overwhelmed, anxiety, dissatisfaction with our lives, different things like that as well. But distractions are not just something that is modern. They've been around throughout history, and we've seen people that have struggled staying focused on the things that truly matter. Now, the Bible gives us examples of people and individuals who face similar distractions. From the story of Martha and Mary, Martha being distracted in her many tasks while Mary was focused on Jesus, to the parable of the sower, where distractions like thorns can choke the growth of the word of God, the seeds, the truth. Scripture warns us of the dangers of being pulled away from God's purpose in our lives or for our lives. So it's important to know that these are weapons that the enemy is using right now. And they're very powerful, because if he can't get you to sin, all he has to do is keep you distracted. And it provides the same result: separation from God, separation from truth. The enemy could use people as distractions. When we live to please other people, that's a distraction. We can't please God if we're pleasing other people. When we're worried about what others think, that is used as a distraction, when we should all be focused on only what God thinks and what we think. So no more fighting these battles that don't matter. We only have a limited time. If we get to live to 80, let's say, we have about 10 years that we could actually have time to spend time with God and figuring this out. The enemy's greatest weapon is deception, and he deceives through distraction. That is his biggest weapon because it is not the obvious. But just by being distracted, I may think I'm in the right path, but I could be on the wrong path because I got distracted into another. This is why phones are the greatest weapon. It is the weapon of mass distraction. 8.1 billion people live on this planet, and 7.1 billion people own cell phones. And new statistics show that 2024 in the U.S., on average, people use their cell phones 5 to 6 hours a day, if not more. That's 7 to 10 years of your life if you get to live to 80. It's pretty much half of your waking day. So how can we overcome these distractions? The first step in this is to be aware, to be vigilant, and to recognize the distractions that are present in our lives and understand how they're actually affecting our lives and distracting us. So by being mindful of our thoughts, actions, habits, we can begin to start finding the things that are pulling us away from God and our goals. Once we are aware of these distractions, then we can take intentional steps to try to lower the impact of this. This may be maybe setting boundaries with your technology, with television, with your phone, your social media, turning off your notifications, putting on Do Not Disturb at a certain time, creating daily routines and prioritizing on what's more important, on important tasks, or practicing mindfulness and meditation, meaning thinking, quiet time, so we can cancel the noise in our minds and focus on one thing at a time. So being intentional and choosing to focus our time and energy, we can start to create the space for things that truly matter. But we have to start recognizing this. We have to know that once we start setting time to read the Word of God or to have time alone with God, 1,001 distractions are going to start appearing from every angle. But remember, if it's not a life-threatening emergency, put them on hold. Do one thing at a time. Make it a habit to do so. When we multitask, we lose 40% of our attention span. And if we have a low attention span already because of technology and everything else, then it's not going to leave us with much. If the world is trying to get you to lose focus, then more of a reason why we should strengthen our focus. If the world through technology is making it so we lose our ability to memorize things, then more reason why we should strengthen our memory. If the world is trying to remove our reasoning and imagination through AI and different things, more of a reason to start using our mind and imagination. Because the enemy knows that these are the weapons and tools we need to fight the spiritual battle. And if they are taken away from us, we lose. When we allow distractions to dictate what we do in our lives, then we're going to miss out on the beauty and richness of the present moment. And by us, of course, staying strong in our faith and cultivating a sense of gratitude and seeking guidance from God, we can overcome the distractions and live with intention and purpose. So let's set boundaries. Let's be aware. Let's set commitments and commit ourselves to going deeper on our spiritual journey by creating space and time for God in our lives. Let's resist the temptations of distractions that pull us away from our faith, and instead focus our hearts and minds on eternal truths of God's love, grace, and mercy. In stillness and quietude of prayer is where we're going to find our strength and peace and wisdom through the Holy Spirit to navigate through these distractions of life and remain steadfast in our commitment to follow Christ. Follow, like, share, You want to help spread the truth? Leave a rating. Remember, perspective is everything. You can make it heaven, you can make it hell. The choice is yours.